Hello, this is Steven from World Muay Thai Magazine, and I am here with Gokhan, the Rebel Saki. Saki, how do you feel after today's training?
I feel good. And, I'm ready.
So one thing that I've noticed is people talked about how for a while you were trying to get bigger and bulk up. You look like you've settled into your size. So this is the weight that you want to fight at from now on?
Yes, this is my weight, and my weight is the same like 1 year ago, 2 years ago. So I lose a little bit fat. I make good weightlifting before I never do it. So that's it.
Good. Well, you look good. You look strong. Definitely in the shoulders and the chest. So people are used to kind of seeing you a little bit looser. But you look real fit right now. Going into this fight, you are in the fight that I'm most excited about, the Freddie Camejo fight, because it's the fight that I had, and I didn't think they were going to do that fight. So what do you know about Freddie? You've seen him fight before. I mean, you don't have to give away any game plan, but what do you expect Freddie to bring?
Freddie is a good fighter. He's a long busy too. I think 5-6 years ago he fought first in his tournament in Las Vegas. So he's at a long time busy. But for me, he's a technical fighter. But he don't have a game plan with no one fight what I see from him. So it will be a tough fight, technical fight. And I'm gonna win this fight, of course. So you're gonna see it on 2 October.
Nice, nice. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because technically, Freddie might not even be here if Ignashov didn't get injured. So he actually got the bye just because Ignashov, who beat him, that put him on. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that, you know, despite who you're going against, you're ready to go. The report that I'm doing is on the champions are the fighters to look for the next 10 years. In December, I'm going to cover the last 10 years of Muay Thai, kickboxing, kickfighting, and then I'm going to take us into the next generation. You are one of those fighters. Is there anything that you would like to say to your fans that they can look forward to from Gokhan Saki from the year 2010 to the year 2020? Do you have goals or anything that you want to set that you want to tell the fans about?
Yes, of course. I'm going to say to my fans, watch the coming, I hope, 10 years, the K1. So I want to fight a long time for the K1. It was a dream for me when I was 13, 14 years old. So I want to say to my fans, I hope I'm going to fight the coming 10 years for the K1. And I hope I'm going to win the heavyweight title and the super heavyweight title. So watch me.
Nice. You heard it here, folks. He's taking all the titles. So in the next 10 years, this will be the guy to beat. Thank you very much for your time, Gokhan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.